96.3 WHUR and HUR Voices, Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. Your questions or comments, toll free at 855-288-4876. Now, Insight.
Welcome back to the Daily Drum on WHUR and Sirius XM, Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher.
It's like Mayor for Life. When that term first started in the city paper, Loose Lips, I hated it because I thought about Papa Doc in Haiti and President for Life. And as I got more involved with the city and had done more, I appreciated it more because that gave me a feeling that people appreciated me.
That is Marion Barry. We lost him yesterday. So tonight, we are presenting a special edition of the Insight segment, Mayor for Life, the Life and Legacy of Marion Barry. The four-term D.C. mayor and Ward 8 council member died early yesterday morning of natural causes after collapsing at his home. He was 78 years old. During his time as mayor of the most powerful city in the world, he was complex and bigger than life. There is much we know about Marion Barry and so much more we don't. Well, tonight we talk about his life, his times, and legacy. My guests are Dr. Alvin Thornton, Howard University political science professor, D.C. Congresswoman Eleanor Holmes Norton, Washington Post reporter Hamil Harris, and the Reverend Dr. H. Beecher Hicks, Jr., pastor of the Metropolitan Baptist Church. Lines are open at 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810, outside of the D.C. calling area, 855-288-4876, 855-288-4876. Welcome, all of you. Thank you so much for coming. Let me first start with Congresswoman Holmes Norton. Did you ever think that we would see this day? What was your relationship like with Marion Barry?
Well, my relationship developed long before he was mayor of the District of Columbia because we were both in the Student Nonviolent Coordinating Committee.
SNCC, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And Marion seized the leadership and became the first chair of SNCC. But it tells you everything about Marion's strategic vision, that as the civil rights movement wound down, he looked up south, whereas he had been down south involved in all manner of demonstrations as a SNCC man. He looked up south because he could see that the District of Columbia was even less empowered than the southern states and areas where SNCC was. After all, the district didn't have any home rule government at all. That is to say, it had no mayor, no city council, no member of Congress. So if you wanted to take on something really big, if you wanted your next stop to be something big, he headed straight up south to the District of Columbia.
Dr. Thornton, is it overstating it to say he was a muckraker? I mean, certainly, you know, he was an original.
Well, he was an original, but I always take the opportunity to, when we talk about Mayor Barry, to broaden his footprint, because I think it's unfair for us to deal with the particularities of his life in the district, because I think that loses so much. He was, in fact, the epicenter of Isabel Wilkerson's book about the emergence of blacks from the South. And he allows us to look at our nation's evolution from 1936 until his death today, the evolution from civil rights movement, the Black Power movement, the urban revitalization and suburbanization that took place, Black entrepreneurial development. That's Marion Barry, the good and the bad. And so as we look at his life, this is an opportunity, particularly now when our nation's democracy is being pressed on all of those issues, issues of how you bring in pluralism in our nation. So I want to protect the broader Marion Barry, because otherwise it gets into sensationalism and failings and successors that are individualistic. And I think that's unfair to him and ultimately unfair to our community.
Reverend Hicks, your relationship with Marion Barry, how would you characterize it?
Well, my relationship with Marion Barry was a very rich one. He came to the Metropolitan Church, became a member of our congregation, and was seen many times just sitting with a little fried chicken on a Sunday afternoon. the thing that I think we must remember about Marion Barry beyond his political life was the fact that he was a real human being, that he had a way of reaching out to touch people, and as a consequence, they were able to reach out and touch him. He was able to, because of his political engagement, he was able to walk with kings from time to time, but as the poet says, he never...
I agree. We can't hear them. Let me go ahead to Hamil. Hamil, was he hard to cover?
No, he was actually real fun to cover. But you had to know your information, because he would call the Washington Post, and I was a very young reporter when I came to the Post, and he would call and say, "What are you working on? Make sure you spell this right. Do you understand this? You need to come talk to me." But more than that, we have to understand that Marion Barry was not just an activist that turned to a politician. He was a scholar. He was a chemistry major. And you talk about the cream of the crop, look at the Marion Barry resume. Look at Eleanor Holmes Norton, went to Yale Law School, you know, a constitutional lawyer. Even Dr. H. Beecher Heaps went to Colgate. Alvin Thornton, all these people who came to Washington, D.C., that built the political infrastructure of the city, were scholars. They were tops in their classes. So it's wrong just to see Marion Barry as this activist turned politician. But with all of that, he had a heart of gold. So many times he would say, "How you doing?" 3 weeks ago, he called me home and said, "What are you doing today? You need to talk to Muriel Bowser. Get out here. You cover religion. I need to see you." So he managed his own life to the very end.
Yeah. Need to take a break. When we come back, more from our guests, and we'll take some phone calls as well as we talk about the life and legacy of Marion Barry, Mayor for Life. We'll be back in just a moment.
I tell people, if you get knocked down, land on your back. If you land on your back, you can look up. If you look up, you can get up. If you get up, you can go up. That's just a philosophy. It works for me.
Welcome back to a special edition of The Daily Drum on WHUR and Sirius XM Channel 141. Mayor for Life, the life and legacy of Marion Barry. I'm Harold Fisher. My guests are Dr. Alvin Thornton, Howard University political science professor, D.C. Congresswoman Eleanor Holmes Norton, Washington Post reporter Hamil Harris, and the Reverend Dr. H. Beecher Higgs, Jr., pastor of Metropolitan Baptist Church. Lines are open at 202-319-7810. That's 202-319-7810. Outside of the D.C. calling area, 855-288-4876. 855-288-4876. Quickly, I want to take a phone call. Swami White calling from Washington, D.C., I believe. Quickly, what's on your mind?
Mayor Marion Barry will always be my mayor. I remember when I got my first summer youth employment job with 3M, making $3.35 an hour. And he's always done everything for us as young people, and I really respect him, and I really, really will miss him.
Mm-hmm. Thank you so much. We appreciate your phone call and your sentiments. Congresswoman Holmes Norton, everybody talks about the jobs piece, but it wasn't just that summer youth jobs piece. He really raised the bar for high-paid government service.
Yeah, employment was a central feature of Marion's several terms. He's sometimes criticized for it because a lot of money went into hiring people. But remember, when Marion came to office, we're talking about the early days of post-Home Rule Washington, when blacks were not being integrated into the city government. I mean, you're talking about a city where there was no major African-American elected official that ran anything, and the civil service was not integrated. And here you had a city that was becoming more and more black, left out of even working in their own government. So the summer jobs piece, of course, is so salient that no one ever forgets that because so many people got it.
Mm-hmm.
But that all comes out of Marion's roots. This is a dirt poor man who came out of, I used to tease him, the cotton fields of the South into the big city. And he knew as a child only poverty. Now, sometimes when people rise, they forget their roots. Mm-hmm. Others can't forget their roots.
Mm-hmm.
And it was part of who he was that he could never forget where he came from, who he was, and that he was surrounded in the District of Columbia with people who didn't pick cotton, but were in any way, but in, were in many ways just like him.
Dr. Thornton, he also not just transformed Washington, but also he had an impact on the surrounding suburbs as well. Briefly talk about that before I go to a break.
Well, I think that's the point I'm trying to ask people not to forget, and that is the phenomenon that we call Washington, D.C., metropolitan Washington, is to some extent an extension of him. That is the development of effective black business development aligned with white corporate business development, which allows for the large-scale development that we see in Montgomery County and Prince George's County, et cetera. We must remember that, and he is a central player in that. The ability that he had to not only speak to all segments of the black community and the white community, but to arrange politics and economics, and to arrange governmental affairs to support diversification of business and politics, which I think was attacked by the Reagan administration and conservative regimes that came in response to him. This is, to some extent, what's happening now. I won't get off into that. But there's one thing about Mary. See, I was in Alabama. He's one of 10 children, Congresswoman. I'm one of 10 children. Yeah. He was a sharecropper. I was a sharecropper. I came to Washington. He gave me my first job at Pride. I always followed him. He was the subject of my first co-authored book. For me, he was a special, special man. I want to get that in.
I need to take a break, but if you are on the phones, please stay with us. The Daily Drum will continue on this special edition of the Insight segment as we take a look at former D.C. mayor and former Ward 8 council member Marion Barry, his life, his legacy, mayor for life. Stay with us. The Daily Drum, of course, will continue on Sirius XM Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. Jeff Brown is next with the original Quiet Storm on 96.3 WHUR. Don't hang up. More of your phone calls and more comments about Marion Barry in just a bit.